Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8.04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We're joined right now by our good friends from the WeatherEye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Good. Enjoying my long weekend, so I'm back in it today.
We were wondering what happened to you.
Yeah, we're a little nervous. We're inches close to putting you on milk cartons, but we're good. It's good to talk to you, Paul. It's good to hear from you. Did you have a good weekend?
Right. I did. Yeah, the weather was beautiful, so got some good time outside for sure. Yeah.
I guess you would really know when to plan good. You know, when to do something on a weekend or not. Like, all right, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
We definitely. How was the
put in a special order?
Yeah. How is it looking for today for us, Paul?
Yeah, you know, certainly noticing the effect of this cold front that built through overnight last night. So a couple steps back with those temps today after we saw those 80s yesterday afternoon. Highs today about 63 as we do stay with some of the cloud cover, some partial sun at times as well with this east wind about 10 to 20. But otherwise tonight, partly cloudy, about 37, and then still on the cooler side. Thursday, upper 60s, some sunshine, east winds 10 to 15, 39 Thursday night, and then back on to some warming temps for Friday and through the holiday weekend. It's just sunny skies each day with this high pressure system. It's going to be set up over us through the weekend. So a very beautiful holiday weekend on tap here for us. 45 Friday night and then 76 and sunny Saturday. South winds 10 to 15, 50 Saturday night. Round to 80 on Sunday. Some low 80s with sunshine Monday. Maybe an isolated shower storm chance towards middle of next week with highs still continue to climb well through those 80s in the latter half of the week. So, yeah, certainly a beautiful holiday weekend. Do you guys have a long weekend? Are you off on Monday or are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys working? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, my daughter graduates from high school this Saturday, and it's an outside service. Awesome. So that'll be sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It does. It will be beautiful.
And I did not hear any frost tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting closer than we'd like to see it, though. I mean, it's not going to be too far up to our north where they get a little old.
Cover the plants, don't cover the plants. Cover the plants, don't cover the plants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you want to be totally safe, you know, cover them up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's never a bad idea.
You never know.
Appreciate you, Paul.
Exactly.
Good to talk to you again. We'll talk some more tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. You guys have a good one.
Take care.
A great day, Paul. Best in the business right there, friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center. Man, I love talking to
you. Do you see how scared Michael was? He quick got Paul on the phone.
He knew.
He was probably still on vacation.
Oh, he heard our earlier conversation. He's like, I'm not dealing with that. You go ahead, Paul. You come back. You got to come back early.
I need you back 10 minutes.
Paul was actually going to be gone for another day, and Michael brought him back. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit. After Melissa's news, we'll get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Right now, Terry and I are going to dive into etiquette.
Yes, etiquette right now, Terry. Yes, we're going to talk about the proper etiquette at a pool and how you should handle yourself. Yes.
A bunch of etiquette experts came up with a list of the rudest things people do at pools, and here are the top 10 behaviors to avoid.
I'm very curious how many of these I have experienced in my backyard.
Yeah.
I'll bet you at least half.
I have known two, maybe three people in my life that have owned a private or personal pool and everything like that. And I'm curious myself, even with a little bit of knowledge there. Do you want to start at the bottom, the top here?
Let's start at the bottom.
All right. Number 10, showing up with a contagious condition.
Ew.
Yeah. Who does that? Who would do that? I've run into that one. Maybe in a public pool or something.
Yeah,
maybe that happens.
That's a very interesting. That's very interesting wording to me. A contagious condition.
It's Brother's Day. You heard me how I feel about my brother and sister. If my brother showed up to my pool with an open sore or something like that, like, nah, Nick, you ain't getting in that pool. Like, no, you ain't getting in that pool. Like, no, who would even?
Honestly, if you have your chemicals balanced right, it really wouldn't be an issue.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, unless it's something like really. Really major. I just think that's funny. A contagious condition.
I don't even know why you would leave the house necessarily.
Yeah, let alone go to somebody's
pool.
It has nothing really to do with a pool, right?
Yeah. talk about, like, they're really making sure that they're not leaving any stone unturned here. We got to make sure that even the most obvious things we're telling you about. Jumping in when you're gross or super sweaty. Towel off first, or if it's a beachside pool and you're still sandy, use an outside shower before you get in.
So we used to, this will be our 12th summer with our pool. It's an above ground pool, but we used to have next to it, I mean, not intentionally, it was there first. Like our kind of our kids' playground swing set and stuff, and it was a big sand area. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that anymore. But when we did, it's like kids would go from the pool mm-hmm. to there, to the pool, to the... So I finally put like a little, like a wash tub at the bottom of the pool deck steps mm. with water in it and said, rinse off your feet. Because it at least just saved some of the sand from the bottom. Which, I mean, it isn't terrible, but it's just more vacuuming time.
Yeah, this next one's mainly with resorts and hotels. Going inside barefoot. If you're heading inside, towel off and put your shoes on. I would say, though, walking around in a person's house, especially you're visiting somebody's house, which is usually the case with a lot of us with a pool and stuff, be polite. Yeah.
I always notice, like, not so much anymore, but when the kids were littler, my kids, when they had friends over or nieces and nephews were littler, they'd go in the house to go to the bathroom. And when you go through our garage, I have a bathroom right inside the door, basically. But I'd always notice, I'd always have to do a good wipe down because, mm-hmm. you know, just wet swimsuits, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like, it was kind of inevitable. Throw an extra rug down.
Blasting music. Don't assume everyone wants to listen to it unless it's a private pool. Use headphones.
Yeah, fair enough.
Excessive splashing.
Wait, headphones in the pool?
Yeah, I was going to say something, but I thought we'd just move on. Yeah, that is not a smart
idea.
Okay,
maybe when you're sunbathing, right?
Yeah, okay. that might not be so bad. But probably not a good idea to bring electric devices into a pool.
Yeah.
Probably not something you should do. Excessive splashing, including cannonballs. Again, that's usually about keeping kids and husbands in check.
Or mothers who don't want to be like really wet. Yes, you know, they're just out there. Those water guns are so fun. Not the big super soakers, but the ones where you like suck water up and then you shoot them, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't even have those because certain kids...
Yes.
Come and it's just like put those, you know, like get rid of those things. So I don't even. We used to buy them, and now I don't even buy them. Like when I'm buying pool toys, I don't even.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame.
I just skip them.
Yeah. The number five on the list: topless tanning. We're not judging, but parents might if you undo your top at a public pool or something like that.
Yeah,
even if you're lying down. Even if you're lying down on your stomach and everything, it's probably not a good idea.
And I have seen that, like, at public pools where someone is tanning, basically, right? And they're laying on their stomach, and then they untie the back of their suit so they don't have the line. I have seen people do that. I guess I'm indifferent to it. It depends how you get up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But the whole idea of topless or nude sunbathing, eh. You know, do it in your backyard.
You can do it in your backyard.
If you need to do it.
Even doing it in your backyard can get a little dicey.
It depends. Yeah, it depends upon your setup, for sure.
Letting your kids run wild. Letting them have fun is one thing. Just being willing to rein them in. And you kind of think of those things.
So my daughter has worked at the aquatic center for the last 3 summers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of this stuff going on.
Gotcha.
People, you know, and basically just people not watching their kids,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. I wanted to get about halfway before we did this. 424-2600. Anybody out there has anything they want to add to this, feel free. Or if you just have a story that you want to tell or something like that, that's fine too. We don't mind hearing those. Just remember it's a PG-13 show. So letting your kids run wild is, I think with that one especially, that's also for the kids. You're running around in pool areas and stuff. I've seen so many bad accidents.
Where they slip and fall.
It's always at public pools that it seems to happen too.
Yeah. The worst is, you know, the slip and fall, but then fall in the water.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, or the concrete around the pool at public pools. Yeah. It's not good.
Hogging the lounge chairs.
Well, you know, like putting your towels on 8 of them.
Yeah,
you know, there's
gotcha.
3 of you, but you take up 8 chairs. Yeah.
If you want to show up early to get the best spot, that's fine. Just don't use towels, books, and bags to, quote, hold your spot and then disappear until 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that happens a lot.
I remember that happening at Noah's Ark. I remember seeing a lot of that there. Where I've only been there twice.
I think they've gotten better, though, because now there are so many lounge chairs. Like, you might struggle to find, if you have a bigger group, you know, enough together if you don't put your stuff on them early. But they have so many.
Does anybody else? I'm not even to the top two yet, and I immediately want to go to the Dells. Like, this whole conversation, all I've been able to think about is going to the Wisconsin Dells and just, like, I just want to go there and just run into things. And just, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'll do this.
Do all those, like,
And it's not like I've never done that before. It's just been a while.
Yeah, it's fun. It's part of summer, especially for us who are so fortunate to be so close.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't been on the Ducks in forever. And I know that it's usually the same tour that we took as kids and everything.
I think it's fun.
I love doing it. I miss doing it. And I would think, I haven't done that since probably 6th or 7th grade. I got to imagine that water level has changed quite a bit since then.
We probably did it about maybe like 5-6 years ago was the most recent time we did it. And yeah, it's still, I don't know. I think it's still interesting. I think it's fun.
Do you think they still have the guy do the jump?
On the Upper Dells tour?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
You got to have that, right?
Yeah.
You got to. I want that job. I think that seems like a good gig. It seems like a good gig. You're just sitting up there for a couple hours every day.
Oh, my God. Well, if you get that job, I'll come and take a boat ride and
Right on. Bringing number two on the list, bringing glassware. Stick with plastic cups or metal water bottles. Breaking a glass at a public pool isn't a good look.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. And number one on this list, using the pool as, you know, a bathroom.
I was going to say, where is pooping and peeing
on
here?
Yeah, it was coming.
It makes sense for it to be number one. Or to that point, when you have a child who is still in diapers, you need to use swim diapers. Because regular diapers just absorb all of the pool water.
Yeah.
Swim diapers are really important.
Very, very important.
And the other thing, again, like I said, my daughter worked at the aquatic center for the last 3 summers. You know, when a kid, I mean, it's usually a kid, I suppose it could be an adult, but when someone does poop in the pool, it shuts it down for, the whole thing, because it has to be treated for so many hours.
Yeah.
So it's not just like scoop it out and move on. So you're kind of ruining everybody's experience. So I always have teased, like I said, 12 summers.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, no one has pooped in my pool. I've not seen it. But I would always tell everyone that I have that dye in there that if they pee in the pool, it'll turn color.
You see that in a lot of movies.
But I tell everyone that. And I would always tell my little nephews that. Well, then it was like the little boys, you know, you laugh because they barely make it off the pool deck, right? To the edge of the yard.
Yes.
And they're going over there, you know. But it's just funny. Like, they're like, I'm not getting caught. And I'm like, it's going to turn color. And, you know.
That is a smart move
by
you. Yes.
Now, I still have never disclosed if that's true or not. And I'm not going to today. But it might be in there and it might not be. But don't take your chances.
Yeah, I was just going to say, definitely not one of those things you probably want to take a chance on. Just play it safe and make the run. Make the run to the yard. To the bathroom, wherever you're
wherever.
Going.
Wherever.
I think I can't think of anything to add to this list necessarily.
No, me either.
I think they did a pretty good job with covering everything. I would say certainly like everything varies by if it's a public pool, if it's a private pool, if it's a hotel pool, like all these things involve different etiquette. Just keeping that in mind. And even if it is your own pool, having some grace with it and the people with it. But especially if you are visiting somebody, be a good guest.
Yeah.
Be a good guest.
I was always no food or drink in the pool.
Yeah.
You can have it up on the deck, but no food or drink in the pool. So it's probably like the second summer. And my mom babysat my kids and then my sister's kids. But so she'd bring them over during the day and they'd swim.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, like I get home and they're squealing right away. Grandma spilled a whole Diet Coke in the pool. You know, so I'm like, we have this thing so that the kids, and they were little. So like you're not bringing drinks in the pool.
Yeah.
And who's got the drink? The only adult there is sitting there with a Diet Coke and then spills it in the pool. And I'm like, really?
That'd
you know, so
right.
we always joke about that. Now, whatever. I mean, people are on pool floats and floating around with a can of soda or something. But back then, it was just so funny. I'm like, wow, thanks.
Thank you for that. Oh,
and
really
it doesn't hurt
that.
Anything. It was just, you know, again, cleanup, right?
Yeah.
But it was funny.
We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you, Zoe. We appreciate that. That was nice of you. But it's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 Stateway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And we, of course, encourage you to get us more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. Just like our Facebook page, direct message us that way. And if you're celebrating a birthday, get over to Misty's. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
That sounds great.
It's a sweet deal. Visit our friends over at Misty's. They're open right now till 2 at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. I have two possible qualifiers on this list. I'm going to need a one or a two from you, Terry.
Okay, we're going two.
All right, gives us our qualifier. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Dolores Mann.
Happy birthday.
Dolores, we hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy. I love that name, Dolores. Beautiful name. Beautiful.
I have a great aunt, Dolores.
That's a good name. And our qualifier today, Carla Breezy.
Happy birthday, Carla.
Another great name, Carla. Another good one. Carla, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And thank you so much to whoever got us these birthdays. And Carla is really thanking whoever got us this birthday because she is a qualifier. And that means that next month, when we draw a name out of our big old hat and see who wins the free Misty's for the month.
You know, which is next week.
It's next week, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Another month gone by.
Time is a flat circle. It really doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't. It really doesn't. I've told the audience this before. I do want to remind everybody, though, we like to get these birthdays early. We like to be able to have these celebrating, but we also know that life is busy. It is chaos. I just got done telling you the time doesn't exist anymore. It's just a flat circle.
You did say that.
So if you want, call up 424-2600. And I would say you have until, you know, the end of the segment to call up and to get us a birthday or an anniversary if you want to. Feel free to. I don't want anybody to hesitate doing those kind of things.
Absolutely.
I also know, because I had a listener tell me this, and it's not the first time over the years I've been in this business. I heard you guys ask you for feedback or call in or something like that, she said, and I was just nervous. I said, don't.
Don't worry. We only ask for your blood type, your social security number. Yeah.
don't ever hesitate
don't be
to
nervous.
Reach out to us.
Yeah, give us a call. I am very nice, James Bites. I mean, you know, it's just how it is.
But I tell you before I'm going to do it. So at least you have the warning. No, we couldn't be more friendly around here and couldn't want your calls enough. Honestly, we love hearing from you guys. It's one of our favorite parts of doing this is being able to interact with the audience. So please feel free to call up anytime, 424-2600, especially with your birthdays and anniversaries.
You know, I was looking at my birthday list and I don't know anyone with a birthday today. Huh. It's just kind of, you know what I mean? Usually there's...
It's weird, yeah.
Almost every day.
Especially when you have, like, on, like, a social media, when you have so many friends, you think somebody out there.
That's what I was just looking, and there's, I have a few for tomorrow, but none for today.
Same boat here. Yeah. We look at our celebrity birthdays. Mark Ballas is 37, Dancing with the Stars guy. Cheetah Girl, Sabrina Bryan and him dated for a while, I guess. I have no idea who those people are.
I remember him from when I used to watch Dancing with the Stars, but that's all I can tell you about him.
It never seems like a great sign. Like, if this was me, if it's like, hey, James J. Maloff celebrating a birthday today, he dated so-and-so and so-and-so. Like, if that's the first thing on my resume, like, that ain't good. That doesn't feel good to me. I never feel like
good
that's a good
sign. Good for you or the girls.
And not good for anybody. Anybody. That doesn't seem like a grill. Like that, he's also dated a whole lot of people. It sounds like wait a minute. No. I'm getting this wrong.
Wrong guy.
I'm getting it wrong. They're saying his partners, but they're talking about Dancing with the Stars partners.
Oh,
I thought they just got a laundry list of all these people he's dated.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
Like, well, dang, Lindsay Sterling and Shannon Doherty and Bristol Paley. Like, this guy.
Oh, so those are his dance partners. Okay,
really,
that makes sense.
I'll give him this.
I'm the show.
He doesn't have a type. He's very. That makes a lot more sense. There are very few things that I don't know about pop culture, so it's always fun for me when there's stuff that I have no idea. I don't mind sounding stupid.
Been a fan of that show, though, I mean, I like associate some of the pros, right, like him, with who their partner was, because that's. I use celebrity loosely because some of them, I'm not certain about that. But
makes sense.
But I get why they would list it like that.
Will Sasso is 48. He made his name doing impressions on Mad TV, like Tony Soprano and Steven Seagal and stuff. But he is a great character actor and has had a lot of work over the years. He was Curly in The Three Stooges and Dave Saves the World. He was in a couple of other things, too. And his second season of Lemon skits might just have been best thing on Vine when that was around. He's great. Will Sasso's a good one. Rick Robinson is 54, Black Crowes guitarist and singer, Chris Robinson's little brother. He's a good one. He's a good guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
The great John C. Reilly is 58 today, comedy superstar. He is the tag team partner of Will Ferrell's Talladega Nights, Step Brothers. He's also had a great solo career with Wreck-It Ralph and a lot of voice acting he's done. Two quick notes about John C. Reilly. One, he is the guy that was the barometer for me with interviewing. He is a really likable guy. He's a very good actor in all these things. He gets nervous as all get out for interviews.
Oh, interesting.
He gets very self-conscious, gets in his own head and all this. And so he is the first guest on the first episode I was doing with on the Conan O'Brien show. I'm sorry, it wasn't the first guest. It was the first guest one of the first guests. The first guest I saw that was nervous. And Conan went out of his way to go into his room and talk to him and give him a hard time and like make him goof around and everything. He kept teasing him, "I'll call Farrell. If you can't do this, I'll call Farrell." It was hilarious. All the writers are laughing at him, like, we didn't write that. He did all these different things with him backstage that he did not have to do, and I didn't see him do with a lot of other guests. John C. Reilly comes out there, perfectly fine. Just couldn't be more relaxed.
That's awesome.
Couldn't be more. It is a big part of what I've learned from interviewing is from Conan O'Brien, and a lot of it has to do with behind the scenes stuff, not so much on the screen. Great interviewer on screen and stuff. Always nice questions and those kind of things. The pace is there. It's more so the way he treats people. He treats everybody the same. Like, he treats the gardener the same as John C. Reilly. Like, and he's just genuine about that. And that's a big part of, I think, the reason why, oh, okay, this guy treats everybody good. I can talk to this guy.
Sure.
I can be relaxed with him and everything. Also, some of the biggest hands I've ever shooken in my life. John C. Reilly's got some, like, meat hands, like huge hands. Real quickly, acting-wise, a fantastic comedic actor, but his performance in Chicago is the best performance in Chicago, in my opinion, in the movie Chicago. Huh? There is a ton of great performances from Catherine Zeta-Jones and a lot of great actors, Queen Latifah. Nobody blew me away like John C. Reilly and Mr. Cellophane. Just his performance is so heartbreaking to me. It's such a good. It's the best part of the movie to me. I thought the movie was a little overhyped. That part of it wasn't for me. I thought he was so good. Rich Rodriguez is 60, college football coach. Used to be with the University of Michigan and stuff. The great Doug Jones is 63. Saru on Star Trek Discovery. Let's see. Kristen Scott Thomas is 63. Lucius Starr of Godsford Park. Life is a House, The Horse Whisperer, English Patient. A lot of stuff. Word up. Larry Blackman is 67. Lead singer of Cameo. Word up. So one of the funkiest noises you will ever hear in your life is Larry Blackman saying word up. That is one of the funkiest things you'll ever hear. One of the greatest voices, one of the greatest artists you will ever hear. And certainly, you talk about legacy artists. Roseanne Cash, born on this day, 68 years old today, country singer, Johnny's daughter. Like, talk about keeping up the reins for dad,
definitely.
And everything. Like, and a great solo artist in her own right. Like, even without her father's legacy and everything like that, I think she established a good career just on her own, which has got to be difficult.
Well,
you know, I can't imagine.
Sure.
I literally can't imagine. I have the slightest idea because my father is so huge in our family, but that's like at a family level. I can't imagine on a world level like that. Alfred Molina is 70. Great actor. Wonderful actor, Spanish-Italian actor, born in England, could do all those different accents. Raiders of the Lost Ark, he got a big start in Indiana Jones Guide in that. But I think a lot of people remember him as Doc Ock in Dr. Octopus in the Spider-Man 2 and that kind of thing.
Okay.
He was very good in that. Priscilla Presley is 78, Elvis's ex-wife and Lisa Marie's mother. She's Jane Spencer in the Naked Gun and Naked Gun movies. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh,
yeah.
She was so good
in
those.
She was really good
in those. Great in those. God, those movies were good. I think they were, at least. I haven't seen them in so long. I'm sure they
still
were. The great Patti LaBelle is 79 today. New Attitude, On My Own, Lady Marmalade. Man, she's got a powerful voice. What a voice. Gary Berghoff is 80 years old. Corporate Radar on MASH.
Oh, sure.
A lot of people's favorite part of MASH was Radar. A lot of people liked Radar. Man, it's you. It's 82. I'm sorry, Bob Dylan is 82 today. Bob Dylan is it. That's mean. I shouldn't have done. Midwest Zone. He's a Midwest boy. Bob Dylan. Yeah, it is. How do I do a Tommy Chong impression without being a...
Yeah, let's hear it.
Hey, man, it's Tommy Chong's birthday, man. It's 85. Dave there? Dave's not here, man. Dave, no, it's Dave. Open the door. Dave's not here, man. I'm sorry. No, I'm Dave. Open the door. Tommy Chong, it should be noted, much more than a pot star. He very good comedic writer. Cheech and him made a pact that they would not smoke on tour, that they would not do like drink, smoke. They didn't. Like, you watch the footage. Do you think that they'd be able to do what they did if they were, like, it was a bit. Like, they smoked. Obviously, they smoked. But it was a bit. It was no different than Gallagher with his watermelons.
Okay. Tommy Chong was on Dancing with the Stars. He was terrible.
I bet he was. Yeah. Well, that's their fault. What are you putting Tommy Chong on Dancing with the Stars for?
To appeal to the smokers.
I guess. Yeah. Some people no longer with us. Heavy D, born in this day in 1967, passed away in 2011. The overweight lover, as he liked to call himself. Now That We Found Love was his biggest hit. He also did the theme song to In Living Color. Heavy D had his place, had his moment in time there, especially in the early late 80s and stuff. He was a great artist. Gene Anthony Ray, born in this day in 1962, passed away in 2003. Leroy Johnson on Fame. Passed away from a stroke at the age of 41. It's a shame. He was great on Fame.
Know who he is.
I think you might if you saw him, especially if you had seen Fame back in the day. And one more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Dolores Mann. Happy birthday, Dolores.
Happy birthday.
And to our qualifier, Carla Breezy.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy, Carla. We encourage everybody to enjoy Melissa's news, everybody else, and everybody. Head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stateway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Man, he was doing so good. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
You saw your face when that started.
Oh, just
it was kind of like disgust.
I can't handle his voice.
There you go.
He sounds like he's trying to do a Michael McDonald impression, but can't pull it off.
Who is this?
Rick Astley.
Yeah.
His name tells you that this is going to be lame. There's nothing to this at all.
You're ready.
You're going to be a big pop star, and that's the name you go with. I don't know.
But he wasn't really a big pop star, you go.
The most famous thing about him is Rick Rolling. That's it. I got more hits than I got. He's got more hit songs.
There
than
you
I
go.
Have.
True.
And sometimes you got to change things up a little bit, music or Kraft singles. Apparently, Kraft says they are changing their design a little bit. Kraft is changing the packaging of Kraft singles to make them easier to open. I guess.
I don't really think they're that hard.
Yeah, I've never.
I will say sometimes you pull up that little flap, mm-hmm. and then you go to pull it back. And that little piece of cheese that is from where the flap pulled back breaks off.
Yeah.
So, maybe. I never have trouble, actually opening it, though.
Yeah. That seems a little much to me. Kraft says the top compliment that they get is people struggling to open their clear wrapper of Kraft singles. So they're redesigning them to add texture to on the flap so that your fingers can feel where the opening is. They're also making the wrappers thicker and sturdier so that they can open without tearing. Interesting. We are going to go ahead and continue this in a little bit here and everything, because every Wednesday we are joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Good morning over there. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, James. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing over there?
Yeah, we're good. We're festive. It's National Tiara Day, so you know we're rocking it.
Oh, do you have one on, Mr. Hartley?
You know, I get access to them.
Yeah, you have access to really good ones, but I want to know if you're wearing one.
I think you got to show up. I think you got to show up at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Go over to Quality Post Printing. See if Phil's got one up.
Yeah, bring a tiara with you.
I think you'll probably pop something up on social media, huh? Of you and a tiara?
I'm sure later in the day that'll happen.
Ken, we should, for the audience that doesn't know, of course, Phil's young. Isn't that your youngest, Phil? Is he your oldest?
No, she's actually
youngest.
She is your youngest. I'm sorry. All right. I was afraid of saying that and aging you and your wife. I didn't want to do that. But yeah, your youngest is, you know, got a tiara herself and everything. Can she get in trouble if you wear it?
Yes, no sharing.
No sharing. No, she can't.
He has to have his own.
If I was the dad, I would feel very awkward. I wouldn't be able to do it. Even as a joke, I wouldn't be able to do it. I hear you. I get it. Can you guys?
I know I'd break it if I did anything with it.
See, that's exactly where my mind went, Phil. Yeah, I would be worried that I would break it. Yes. Can you guys print tiaras?
Oh, there we go. We can get paper tiaras.
There you go. Yeah. We brought it full circle. We brought it back. Every Wednesday, Phil joins us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What do you got for us today, Phil?
So this week it's eudaimonia.
Mm.
And this is a fun one to spell. E-U-D-A-E-M-O-N-I-A.
Mm.
Eudaimonia means happiness or well-being.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Maybe cruising along, happiness, like going out in the riding country or something, right? You know.
Well, this time of year, cool. This is a happy vibe kind of a time of year and everything.
Yeah. So happiness or well-being, I guess it comes from, Aristotle, but way back in the day is what he's telling me here.
Okay. Mm. That's a good one. That's a good one, Phil. And wondering if how good things are going on over there. What do you guys got going on?
Everything is eudaimonia over here.
Ah, nice.
hey, we're busy. But you know what we're printing this morning? Lincoln High School's commencement program.
Yay! Do you see Grace Johnson there?
That's coming right up.
Yay!
Yeah. Do you have anybody have one graduating this year?
Terry, you have Grace graduating this year.
My oldest daughter is graduating this year.
That's what I thought, yeah. So, yeah, if you'll have a commencement program by Quality Plus Printing.
Fabulous.
Very cool.
And we get your words out.
Very true. Very true. Sometimes they're...
We're doing a bunch of work for them. A lot of work for actors getting ready for their opening day in just a few days.
That's awesome.
We're going to be printing their programs this year and doing a lot of other work for them as well. So that they're in a busy, running around with their heads cut off state of mind right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be that's good.
Yeah, so it's the first time we've done that. So I'm really proud of that. Look forward to partnering with them this summer. So, yeah, staying busy, that's for sure. It's been a very busy month of May, but a lot of that happens with a lot of summer events. So we're printing a lot of raffle tickets and posters and brochures and things like that for people that are ramping up.
And soon the United Way newsletter. I mean, this is, you guys are doing a lot of great stuff in the community. Very much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
The United Way, we've bend over backwards, you know that, Terry. But very proud to do so.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to your social media posts today and your tiaras because I love you guys' posts. So if you're not following Quality Plus Printing, please do so on Facebook. And we're looking forward to that. It better be good.
Yeah, yesterday was National Turtle Day.
I saw.
Yeah.
We went to Culver's.
It looked awesome.
That was good stuff. Yeah. appreciate you, Phil. Always look forward to hanging out and talking with you. Looking forward to next Wednesday already. One more time, Phil, give everybody our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys, this one is the win the spelling bee if you can get this one. Mm-hmm. Eudaimonia. Eudaimonia. So, yeah, this is a good one. Yeah, state of happiness or well-being. So, everybody get in that eudaimonia mood today, hopefully, right?
Make
it a little better.
You visit Quality Plus Printing. It'll give you a eudaimonia mood. You'll get a mood like that. You'll get one of those. appreciate you, Phil. Have a great day.
You guys too. Take care, right?
You too.
Hello and a good morning to the whole staff over there at Quality Plus Printing. Visit them at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open right now. You can always give them a call at 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com. And as Terry was touching on, like them on social media. Keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there. Getting your words out. Support local. Buy local. Enjoy our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out here at WFHR. We'll be back with more coming up on the morning show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Let's have some fun. Take you to the top of the hour. Good stuff to get into here. We'll finish our conversation we were having before. We'll get into a couple of other things, too, to see what we can cram into these last 10 minutes. I had to get the intro in.
Yeah, these 80s bumpers just make me, like, relive my elementary, junior high years, you know? I'm just like, oh!
We've touched on it a number of times of how much music is a time machine.
Yeah.
And it takes you back. Nothing like 80s music
does. It's so fun.
It really does. Really. And other people
even
are going to be
Rick
different
Astley.
Genres. Yes, even Rick Astley. That takes you back. It's more 90s, but yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it is still. So we were talking about Kraft singles and Kraft changing their packaging to make it a little bit easier to open because their top complaint was people struggling to open clear wrappers of Kraft singles. So the redesigning added the texture to the flap so that your fingers can feel where the opening is. They're also making the wrappers thicker and sturdier so that they can be opened without tearing. The new wrappers will be out later this year, along with a new exterior packaging with a bold font and an emphasis on the fact that they are made with real dairy. And that's true, but they aren't real cheese. Kraft has to call the American singles a cheese product or cheese food because they're less than 51% cheese, which doesn't meet the FDA standards.
But I think they've always called that out. I mean, that's how always. It is labeled. I don't think they try to mislead. It's not like something calling themselves milk when it's not actually milk.
Right.
But skin, you know, milk. I probably could have saved them some money because what about instead of all this texture and making the plastic thicker, you know how like some plastic products have that red little strip in there that you kind of Like, why didn't they just make the flap a different color?
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like, just have that part of the plastic a different color. Although the production of the plastic, that would have been more cumbersome maybe. But
I like what you're saying there. I get that, though. I get that. That's interesting. I thought this was kind of interesting, and I wanted to make sure to get this. So do you think that other companies are going to do this now? Real quick before I jump, go too far off.
I've bought different brands of cheese singles, and I've never noticed that the packaging is of a different quality from one to the next. So, I would think if you're fighting your way into Kraft singles, you're fighting your way into other brands.
I wonder, though, now, because we've all, most of us have, eaten Kraft singles and stuff, but we also know that there are generic versions or other versions, and they're all the same. The packaging is the same on all the singles. So I wonder if the other companies are going to change theirs up. Or
I don't know.
I don't ever remember this being that big of an issue.
Or is it part of the cost thing? You know what I mean? Yeah, the store brands will just stay how they are and not add the cost. I don't know. Interesting.
We had some interesting stories come up recently, and one of these I wanted to play some audio for everybody. A Northern California library book is finally back in its rightful place after being overdue for nearly 100 years. and it gets even better. The book that was missing, it's a copy of the History of the United States.
That is interesting. And hopefully it was well used during that time.
Yeah. I find it funny that a history book was gone for 100 years, was missing for 100 years. I find that. And I like the idea of, by the time we got the book back, like, the history has to be updated. Like, the book is no longer relevant. It's like, it's been 100 years.
It's still relevant.
Still relevant.
It's
You're right.
It's farther back than maybe what someone's interested in.
Here is the library's director, Chris Cragen, talking about getting the book back.
One of my staff members brought it, came up and said, oh, somebody had returned that book. They thought it was really cool. It was a really old book. All of us are just, wondering where the book could have been for so long, from checked out in 1927. And actually, none of us have seen a library book that was checked out in 1892 or anything else. And to have it be from this library from that far back is really incredible.
It really is. It's pretty remarkable. Cool. I wonder if there, now certainly there wasn't anybody working there originally that is now or whatever, but I'm curious to know, like, where you go from, like, do you put the book, after 100 years, it feels weird to just put it back.
Does it go in a glass case? Like, is it shrined in some way, right?
I would make a little pomp and circumstance out of this, you know? I would make a little bit of a big deal out of it. It's kind of unique in libraries. Need every chance they get to bring people's attention to them.
But that journey would be interesting, right? Yes. Like, you know, it got whatever. Maybe the person who checked it out moved, or it got put in a box somewhere, or misplaced. Who knows? But it's kind of fun to think through. That's what the library could do. They could have people write short stories about the journey of the book from when it was checked out till it was returned.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I like that idea. We've all heard the stories. I don't remember the first ones we heard or anything, but of a dog finds its way home
700 miles or something.
Those kind of things. And anytime I hear those, I'm always curious. Oh, I can imagine if that dog could talk, the stories it would have or whatever. Similar thing with the book here.
That'd be fun.
I'd love to hear. At the same time, like we get the book on Morning Magazine and we're going to interview the book and everything. And the book is like, I sat on a shelf for 90 years. Somebody read me. That was it. They forgot about
Finally,
me.
Finally, someone opened my cover and saw the library stamp inside.
Yeah. It's actually not that interesting of a story. But the story itself is very interesting, I think, too. And it's always great to me to when these libraries get their books back. I can't stress this enough. I can't think of many more immature or, you know, childish-like things than ruining something you check out from the library and having no care whatsoever about it. That money, it adds up. And it's tough. And to have a service like this, it's not a birthright. It's a privilege we have, having libraries and everything. Treat them right. Well, return those products, return those items like they were your own.
Or if something happens, just, you know, say, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
We misplaced the book. Replace the book. Or, you know what? But it's just like,
you are not going to do a hard time. It'll be okay. They'll work it out with you.
Just fix it, right? I mean, stuff happens.
We've had our new library director on a couple of times, and she has been very adamant about this. She does not want people, prices or fines or anything, keeping people from going to the library. That's not what they're trying to do. Are they trying to keep the lights on? Is it hard? Yeah. They're a nonprofit. They're not a nonprofit. They're
part of the city. Yep.
Part of a city business and everything. No city business in any community is doing that great and everything. Of course, every little bit helps, but they're not at a detriment to the community.
Because that's the idea, right? Is it's a service to all.
Yeah,
it's not just for some. It's for everyone. But I mean, if you have something that you've borrowed from the library and something happens, just fix it. You know what I mean? Just fess up and.
It's no different than anything in life.
No.
The sooner you own things, the sooner you can move on and make good and all that stuff. It is no different than when you're a little kid and you're trying to clean your room by throwing everything under the bed.
See,
you're going to have to clean under the bed eventually.
Maybe the book that was missing for 100 years, maybe there's a torn page. And somebody was embarrassed about taking it back. You know what I mean? Maybe it's something like so simple like that.
I had something like that happen with my mother working at a library. And that was really, especially with the Jewish guilt and everything. I mean, that was rough. But you can do it. You can do it. You can return it. So those kind of things don't ever get old. Neither do these. And I just wanted to wrap up the hour on a good story. This little boy was promised a big surprise as he played outdoors, and it turned out better than he could have imagined. His dad, who had been away in the Navy, called out behind him, and I want you all to check this out.
Did you bring my prize?
I did.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, Daddy is your surprise.
Now, very smart by the kid to make sure, okay, is this a surprise? Because if I got another surprise coming, I want to make sure.
But how sweet is that? The level of excitement. I mean, though, I love those
stories. Did you hear that crack in that voice?
I love that. But then I do love the childhood innocence of that, of like, I'm getting a surprise from Bobby. Yes, you know what I mean? Like, not forgetting that part. That was fabulous.
So, Dad, do you have the surprise? It's good to see you, man. It's good
like,
to
are you delivering?
Where's the surprise? Oh, you're the... Okay,
that
cool.
was super
cool.
Sweet.
Hey, come here. Oh, it never gets old.
It never does.
These stories are great. They're heartwarming and all of that. They're also hopefully a reminder of what this coming Monday is all about. And not just our fallen, but our current enlisted, our families that are still at home. It is a wide umbrella when we are talking about our military and covering all those bases, making sure that we don't forget the soldiers that are the reason we're here and fought for us and have retired and need services at our VVAs, at our VFWs. It is no different than the currently enlisted soldiers and caring about their families here and making sure that they have everything they need so that they can just focus on, you know, keeping things rolling, all of that. And of course, obviously, our currently enlisted soldiers, who we greatly appreciate, and freedom rings because of every single one of them. Have fun this Memorial Day. Enjoy yourselves. Get out there, cook out, get swimming, all those things. While you're doing all that, never forget that we are able to do these things on the backs and the shoulders of many of our fellow Americans. It's important. And I think of it every time I hear those stories. They hit me. I want to tear up. I want to get all excited. I want to hug these people that I don't even know. And at the same time, I'm reminded of what we have here and how lucky we are and how fortunate we are to have it. Let's take a break. We'll come back with nothing but fun. That ain't right stories. Good stories of the day. Some entertainment news coming up with Terry and James on the morning show right here at Seth. You tell them. Here, I like the way you do this, Seth. You go right ahead. If you can. If you want to. You don't really have to, but if you don't mind.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.